Good afternoon, Oracle Support. Lee speaking.
Lee?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Gordon Callies with Badger Vancouver. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm a business development guy out here on the West Coast, and I'm just trying to put a quote or generate a quote. Now, in this case, we're using a single-axle hydrovac, which is a different price book than we do for normal stuff in Vancouver.
Okay.
And we're going after this project fairly aggressively, and I put discounts into the pricing. Now, normally it comes up and you need manager approval. Clayton Lode is our area manager or regional manager, acting as area manager. But it's not going to him and giving him that option to generate a quote. He's not getting the generate quote button in his world, and we're not sure why that is. I was wondering if you could perhaps help us out.
So Clayton is trying to create these quotes?
No, I created the quote
you
already.
You created the quote, okay.
Well, actually, no. Sorry, for clarification, I created the lead and the opportunity. We're trying to generate the quote. So that's where we're at. But when I try to generate the quote from my computer, it's saying you can't do any more than a 10% reduction on hydrovac with operator, as an example.
Right.
But it doesn't come back and give me an option. Like, the quote is complete. I need to be able to send it to Clay for him to authorize it.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like we're caught in a loop where it's not going there. It's just telling me I can't do it. So I closed out and we went to his laptop and he went into the account. But when he went into the account, it doesn't even give him an option to generate a quote. So we're kind of two blocked here.
Okay. Has he checked his work list to see if there's an approval there sitting waiting for him?
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay. he's not there with you?
He's in his office down the road there. Just
okay.
I can holler at him. What were you asking me? Sorry. Did he check his
work list? So any approvals, like they don't always show up on that bell notification, but if he goes to work list, which is under the tools icon.
Okay.
He might see something there. I'm just throwing it at you.
No, I appreciate that very much, Lee. The thing of it was, in the past when I've done quotes and I required a authorization for a discount, it came back and told me that I needed to have that. You know, and it was sending it to Clay for approval.
Okay. Yeah.
In this case, it's not doing that.
It's not even telling you.
It's not even telling me that. It's just. It's just not letting me do it. It's just, and he can't pull it up. So I was just wondering, if I gave you the account, you could pull it up and have a look. I don't know.
My access is not great. It might be easier if I look at your computer. Do you have it on?
Yeah, you betcha.
Okay.
And I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
No problem. What's your computer number?
NBVABC03. Mm-hmm. New Business Vancouver, BC03.
BC03?
Yep.
Oh, I did something wrong there.
New Business Vancouver, BC03. How's your day going?
It's going pretty fast.
Are you down in Brownsburg?
No, I'm in Calgary.
Oh, hi. There you go.
Yeah. So... you are Callies.
Callies, Gordon, Howard, 12-12-61. Shh, don't tell anybody. There you are. Hello.
Hello.
Consent? You want me to consent?
Sure.
Boom, boom, boom. Okay.
Okay. So what are your discounts like? You're definitely over 10%?
Yes.
Okay, minus, yep.
Not a lot, like.
Well, but that one,
yeah.
That one's 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, just over 10%, so no big deal, but enough that it.
So,
all right.
So it's already been saved. If you just try to generate a quote, you see what I'm saying? Like, normally it would come up and say, require a manager. Oh, sorry, click save before. Okay, fine.
Huh. It's just stopping you dead.
Yeah, it's not even giving me the option to have manager authorization.
Okay. I should get a print screen of that.
How's your family been dealing with this COVID situation?
Oh, okay,
for
the most part.
Are you
working from home? I am, yeah.
I know. Do you work in the same office as Emily in contracts?
Fordham? Yep.
Yeah.
Same office.
Yeah.
Downtown.
Yeah, I've been there. My
yep.
kid plays for the Roughnecks, so Emily's come to a couple of cross games with us.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Well, until they canceled the season.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, canceled everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, they canceled our Stampede. Oh.
I know. First time in 120 or something, right?
Yeah. Well, once I think it was World War One or something. I'm not sure if it was actually canceled though. But okay. Why are you not? Why is it not giving us the workflow for that? I don't see anything on the workflow.
If I change the probability to a quote, would that make any difference? Shouldn't, right?
Oh, Clayton's on there. Just
yeah,
want
we
to make
put
sure.
Him down. Yeah.
He was on the team. I wonder if it's Casey's not the area manager.
Oh.
I'm wondering if that's the problem.
So unfortunately, with the COVID backups here, Jay is no longer with us. So Clay.
Yeah. I heard that. I was shocked.
Oh, me too. He was phenomenal, but unfortunately, it's one of those things.
Okay. I'm wondering if it's because he's not the area manager, because it normally goes to the area manager for approval, and he's technically the district manager.
Yeah. The thing is, it's not even sending it there, though, because it's not letting me out of that page.
Yeah. You don't have an area manager assigned to you anymore.
I don't?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, you'd think the district manager would have higher approval than an area manager.
He does, but the workflow goes through the area manager first.
I see. So does he need to go into Jay's account then? Or I don't know. Like, we can't get there because it's not even...
We can't even go in there.
Yeah.
No. I'm going to bring this up with... I've got your phone number. When do you need this?
Well, they were hoping for a quote today. The work's supposed to start next week. But you know what? It's Friday, and it's already late in the day, and I understand. I can send them an email with the pricing, and once we get this worked out, I can send them an actual proper
the
quote.
Official one? Okay. Okay. I'm going to reach out to maybe to Eileen even and see if she knows why, if that's the reason.
Yeah, so... The other side is, if what you're pointing out is accurate and Clay's not designated as area manager, maybe we need to make a change because we will be having multiple opportunities going forward where I need to have authorizations done, you know.
Yep. Is this the first one that's happened like this since Jay's been gone?
No, we had one previously that Clay did authorize, and that was, you know, not as significant a discount. But nothing significant. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It didn't make sense, but you know.
So was it? Well, these ones aren't even that bad because they're between 10 and 20%, so they're not even.
Well, the thing of it is, my understanding as a business development representative, I was supposed to have authorization to 10%.
Yep.
But even when I try to do a 10%, it still doesn't let me do it.
Oh.
It just comes up and says no. So maybe it's me that's the problem.
Maybe it is you.
Well, no. we're going to do that to George Costanza thing. What doesn't call this definitely me?
You're going to volunteer. Okay. I'll see what I can find out on this.
Okay.
Yeah, if you can send out something... You know, just so that the customer's happy today, that would be awesome. And
yep.
I will create a ticket on this, and I think probably Anushree will probably be on it. She was one of the people that was on the team when they went go live, so she's got lots of experience in this stuff.
Okay. Nope, sounds good. I appreciate your time very much.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Talk to you again.
Yeah, you too. Take care.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.